History through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, presented on the air and online by Provident Payments, proudly honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are stories there that should never go untold. Do they have to go untold? No, not necessarily. Not if we are willing to seize the moment and ask a few questions and, of course, patiently listen as some of those long-buried memories start to rise to the surface. This show exists because we want to honor our veterans for their service and their sacrifice. We want to preserve their stories so we never forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And when we set out to do that, it really is amazing what we end up with in return. Not only are we educated, not only are we entertained, but so often we end up inspired by these stories from our greatest generation. Our last couple of episodes were preparing you for the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Next time, I hope to introduce you to a 100-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor who has never shared his story before. But today, we're going to focus on that hallowed ground in Hawaii again, because the vast majority of us were not there on December 7th, 2021, as that 80th anniversary was observed. 150 World War II veterans were there, and you're going to hear from some of them. Nearly half of that number traveled to Oahu with the Best Defense Foundation, a great cause for you to support with your end-of-the-year giving, if you're looking for one. And nine of that group with the Best Defense Foundation are veterans you've met right here on Hometown Heroes. But what did they actually see and hear there in Hawaii? We're going to sample some of that today. The Best Defense Foundation took them to the USS Missouri, where Japan's unconditional surrender was signed at the end of the war when the Mighty Mo was in Tokyo Bay. Now, of course, it's a stone's throw from the USS Arizona Memorial. The veterans got to share their stories at local schools on Oahu. They watched active duty Marines perform drills in pouring tropical rains. They visited the National Cemetery of the Pacific in the Punch Bowl Crater overlooking Waikiki, and they soaked in the magnitude of American sacrifice. And, of course, they were on hand for the official commemoration at Pearl Harbor, complete with a shipboard salute from a destroyer. But not just any destroyer. If you go to hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page, you can watch the complete ceremony. And perhaps because of the storms that battered Oahu, they were dealing with some audio problems, so you may hear a bit of a hum under some of the speakers. But here's what makes that particular destroyer that passed by, the USS Chung Hoon, so relevant to the morning's events.
Her namesake was the late Rear Admiral Gordon Paea Chung Hoon, a Hawaiian native and the first Asian-American to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy. He was also a crew member of the USS Arizona, who narrowly missed the fate of his fellow shipmates on December 7, 1941. Admiral Chung Hoon served with distinction during the war and is recipient of the Navy Cross and Silver Star for conspicuous gallantry and extraordinary heroism as commanding officer of the destroyer USS Sigsbee. USS Chung Hoon's participation in the ceremony is the all the more significant as she passes close by America's newest destroyer, the USS Daniel Inouye. Chung Hoon will also render honors to the Pearl Harbor survivors and World War II veterans who have gathered with us here today. These men and women in the center of our gathering represent the greatest generation of Americans in our 245-year history. No one before them, and no one since, has been asked to answer the call to serve and sacrifice in a global cause the way that they did between the years of 1941 and 1945. It is only fitting that we, the generations that follow, honor them for their example of faithful service. On the morning of December 7th, the USS Oklahoma was moored alongside the Maryland at Foxtrot 5, where you see the USS Missouri today. The Oklahoma capsized as a result of the attack with a loss of 429 sailors and Marines. This morning, we are honored to have with us Mr. David Russell from Oregon, a Pearl Harbor survivor who was stationed aboard the USS Oklahoma when the ship capsized. Mr. Russell will face the USS Arizona and represent the World War II veterans in a return salute to the USS Chung Hoon as she passes close aboard.
So 101-year-old David Russell, simply Russ to those who know him, he delivered that powerful salute. He's one of the veterans who experienced a week-long tour with the Best Defense Foundation. And if you're a regular listener, I'm sure you remember his story. Here's just a very brief excerpt of what Russell experienced 80 years before his historic salute while aboard the battleship USS Oklahoma.
I was in the compartment just reading a book, and Lieutenant Rommel gets on the loudspeaker. He says, this is attack, fellas. And he didn't say this. He said an S word. And boy, that woke us up. About that time, those torpedoes start hitting us. And pow, 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 pow. The 9 of them hit us.
And where were you?
I was in the compartment. And those torpedoes just hit me, well, probably 80 feet from me and just across from me there.
So what did that feel like?
Oh, my goodness. You know, as clean as those ships were, dust. I don't know where the dust came from, but it probably come from the blowers, the air blowers.
Mm-hmm.
You started coughing, so much dust. It's unbelievable.
Well, it sure seems like there's nothing that could prepare you for this. And you're trying to figure out what in the world's going on probably, right?
Yeah, what do I do next? When he said air attack, I had 2 battle stations. If we come under air attack, I was to sink cover. I had to go down below decks, below the armor decks. And if we go to surface action, my battle station was the 5-inch 51s. They were in casemates alongside the ship.
Uh-huh. So where'd you go?
So air attack, I went down below decks. And I went down. That hatch I went through is 13 and a half inches thick armor plate. From 13 and a half inches down to 8 inches, 3/4 of inch length of the ship. And they started to close the hatch. And I said, well, you know, my mind started operating. And I said, I've been trained to be a first loader on an anti-aircraft gun. In case somebody gets hurt, I can replace them. And by the time I got out of that ship, it was halfway over. It began to capsize, you know, right away.
Yeah, you said the number, 9 torpedoes, and that ship
several
starts...
Several bombs, yeah.
And it's starting to turn over, ends up tipping over something like 150 degrees, right? I mean, almost completely upside down.
And trying to get out of those compartments, you know, people were dogging, you know, they dog everything down, those hatches. There's 8 dogs on every hatch. It's not like these quick disconnect hatches that we have today. But I would try to undog them, and somebody else on the other side would dog them down. And then I had to climb over lockers. The concussion or the explosions caused those lockers to break loose. So I had to divert myself around to get out or climb over the lockers.
Could you see? Was it dark under there?
We had portholes when I got up on the main deck there, and they were still open.
Right, but you had to get up there first. So you're scrambling over fallen lockers. Is there water rushing in too?
See, we had battle lanterns also.
Right.
When we locked last Tuxedo, the battle lanterns went on.
Mm-hmm. I imagine there's just chaos all around you probably, right? You have other guys that are trying to figure out what they're trying to do or where they're going?
Yeah, it was pretty well organized. You know, we used to well train. We had no problems. You know, people up starboard and down port.
Have you ever stopped to think about what if I hadn't made that decision to go topside when I did?
Those men are still down there. Yeah, they got trapped, yeah.
And of all the ships at Pearl Harbor, only the Arizona lost more men than the Oklahoma.
429 we lost. Uh-huh. A lot of my friends.
Uh-huh. What was going through your mind while this is happening?
Oh, everything goes, why did Japan do this? You know, why?
David Russ Russell was also featured on NBC's Today Show this week. I have that clip posted for you as well at hometownheroesradio.com and on the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. In Washington, D.C. on December 7th, President Joe Biden participated in a wreath laying at the National World War II Memorial. At Pearl Harbor, the 150 World War II veterans on hand heard this recorded message from the Commander-in-Chief.
December 7th, 1941 is still that day that lives in infamy. 80 years later. I'll never forget visiting the USS Arizona Memorial 10 years ago. Pay my respects to the 2,403 patriots who lost their lives in that terrible December day, 1,177 on the Arizona alone. Seeing those names described in the marble, sprinkling flower petals into the sea, I brought my granddaughter, Naomi, with me because we must always remember what Pearl Harbor meant for our country. Generation after generation, to honor those who perished, salute the courage of the greatest generation who stood to defend our nation and our values in the world. And remember, all that came after that fateful day. Not only our entrance into World War II, the enormous sacrifices we made as a nation, and the hard-fought victory by our allies, but also decades of diplomacy and international leadership that followed to rebuild a world devastated by war, transform forever former enemies into close allies, and create a rules-based international order that spurred more than seven decades of relative peace, unprecedented economic growth, and undreamed-of human innovation. So today, as we once more commemorate the courage and sacrifice of those who fought and died in the attacks on Pearl Harbor, remember the debt we owe all those who put themselves on the line for our freedom. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
So those words from President Joe Biden were part of the official observance of Pearl Harbor for the 80th anniversary. And the crowd also heard these words from one of the only two men still with us who were on the USS Arizona that fateful Sunday morning.
Aloha. I'm Lou Contra, a World War II veteran and Pearl Harbor survivor. Thank you for inviting me to participate from California. Every year, we honor the heroes who lost their lives on December the 7th, 1941. Over the course of 2 hours, more than 2,400 servicemen and civilians were killed. Almost half of them went down with the USS Arizona and remain there to this day. I was aboard the USS Arizona that morning and witnessed the awful destruction firsthand. I'm grateful to have survived, to have had the opportunity to serve throughout World War II. But for thousands of people, the first day of the war was also the last they saw of it. The loss of those lives showed us what was at stake. At the same time, their courage ignited a spark that rallied Americans all across the country and redefined the meaning of service. For those of us who survived that terrible day, we all share something in common. December the 7th, 1941 changed our lives. Not just for those of us on the USS Arizona or at Pearl Harbor, but throughout the United States. It affected those of us who served as well as our families, our friends, and our neighbors. Millions of Americans were mobilized overnight, traveling thousands of miles to answer the call. Many took on roles that they had never dreamed of. Some who had never set foot beyond city limits were now crossing seas, oceans. The war introduced a new realm of possibilities, opportunities that hadn't been available before, but also terrible dangers that tested our character at every turn. Our generation faced those possibilities head on with valor and selflessness. Far from home, we went above and beyond the call of duty, often making the ultimate sacrifice for our fellow Americans. Those efforts not only earned the title of the greatest generation, but also set a new standard of service for those who have followed. It is a great honor to recognize the men and women who were part of this history, and especially those who didn't get to see the legacy they would leave behind. Before I finish this, I want to say the 2,403 servicemen killed that day, 1,177 of my shipmates aboard the Arizona, God bless you. Today is a day to pay homage to those men. A lot of people call us heroes, but we're really not heroes. The ones who gave everything, their lives, are the heroes. Mahalo.
USS Arizona survivor Lou Conter weighing in from his home in Grass Valley, California on the 80th anniversary of a day that would redefine his life and certainly change the world. It's time for our first break, but there's much more to come, including the keynote speech at Pearl Harbor this year from the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro. We'll also hear from two of those 150 World War II veterans privileged to attend. We caught them as they returned home from their journey. Hometown Heroes will be right back after this.